we kind of introduced them to the concept, they looked at a couple different types of technology for propane. And ultimately, at the end, because of our connectivity with Ford and the relationship we have with the OEM and maintaining their warranty, they chose our technology. And so, it was a good process for them to go through over 2 years. So it was the cost savings, the robustness of the technology, the connectivity with Ford, who manufactures the base chassis. And then obviously from an emissions perspective, that's a great story as well. So we like to talk about sustainability, and a lot of times that's connected to the environmental side. But when they saw the economic sustainability of it, and they also saw the reduction in NOx, reduction in CO2, reduction in particulate matter, greenhouse gases, that was another key positive for them to make this transition.
So what were some of those specific benefits on the environmental side?
Yeah, so your greenhouse gas, about 25% reduction over typical, whether you're gas or diesel. Particulate matter is almost eliminated with propane, although today your typical diesel engine has a bunch of aftertreatment to remove it as well. We just don't have that complexity because our fuel is just naturally much cleaner. NOx is significantly reduced up to 60% on a bus like this. So those were the key constituents, especially NOx related to what's going on with this VW settlement, where the Volkswagen guys cheated on their NOx emissions. So there was a lot of heightened awareness around what was going on with NOx, and this fuel is an opportunity to help them reduce their NOx, which causes smog and other impacts in the community, impacts kids' lungs and development of kids' lungs. So it was one of the constituents they were most concerned about.
You also mentioned the economic side. Can you talk a little bit more about the benefits that the state realizes there?
Sure. So, propane today is domestically produced, and we've got a lot of it. You've probably heard of the natural gas shale revolution. With all that natural gas comes a lot of natural gas liquids, and propane is one of those. So, you can argue whether we've got a 50-year, 100-year supply. Regardless, we've got a lot of propane, which drives price stability. So today, DART is paying well under a dollar a gallon, or about a dollar a gallon. I think when they first launched, they were about 75 cents a gallon. So it ebbs and flows a little bit. As we head into winter, propane typically goes up a little bit because it's used for home heating, mm-hmm. but it's still significantly cheaper than gasoline or diesel. So there's a huge savings realized per bus because these buses are running a lot of miles per year. So those go back into providing better service for the citizens of Delaware.
Other than the fuel being used, is there any significant difference between these buses and what DART had been using for paratransit in its fleets before in terms of size, functionality, how they're fueled, those type of things?
Yeah, we like to say it's remarkably unremarkable, Tom. So the bus that was previous and the bus that's today powered by propane, the average citizen riding that bus would not notice a difference, albeit if, you're comparing diesel to propane, our propane's quieter to operate. But from a look and feel of it, it's identical. From a fueling perspective, DART has their own fuel station on site. We actually had to train their folks how to fuel these buses, but once they're trained and the speed at which they fill, it's comparable, if not better, than a gas or diesel bus. So one of the things we like about it is that it is pretty seamless in the transition, that we're not asking people to make a huge investment or do something wildly out of the ordinary in regards to operating one of these buses. So it's definitely a huge benefit with that transition to propane.
So these are paratransit buses. What would the prospects be of expanding the use of this technology to DART's main fleet?
Well, today we're somewhat limited by the size of the engine. So, as I mentioned earlier, Roush is connected with Ford. We're one of Ford's premier powertrain partners. And so we take a base gasoline engine that is prepped for propane and do all the engineering, calibration work, packaging, design to make that engine then operate on propane in a bus like DART's. Today, that engine, from a power and torque perspective, is just not quite big enough to satisfy those bigger fixed route buses. So it's something we're interested in longer term. We just need a little bit higher output, higher displacement engine in order to meet the needs of those bigger fixed route buses.
Is that the same for other possibilities such as school bus fleets and things like that?
Well, actually, school bus, so I'm glad you mentioned that. So school buses probably outside of public transit with folks like DART are our shining star. So the engine I'm talking about goes up to a Type C conventional school bus. So We've actually got 13,000 propane school buses on the road with 750 school districts in 48 states. So typically your fixed route bus that we're talking about for DART is bigger than a school bus from a weight perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So our max is really that class 7, 33,000 GVWR type C conventional school bus. And unfortunately, that bigger fixed route bus that DART runs is just a little bit bigger than that. So we're just not quite ready for it. But the model is there.